Justification is an act of God's free grace, wherein he pardoneth all our sins and accepteth us as righteous in his sight, only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone.
Justification, or the declaring of someone to be right before God, which actually makes you right before God. So it is that declaration of God that gives you a right standing with him, is an act. The word act is over against the word work in the definition of sanctification. You'll notice that justification and adoption are both acts of God. Sanctification is a work of God. Justification and adoption take place in a moment. They are punctiliar. Sanctification takes place over a period of time. So justification is an act of God's free grace. So it's an act that God himself initiates, supplies all the power for, accomplishes. It is not earned by or prepared for. There is no worthiness in the object of justification. It happens just because God decides it, and the power by which it happens is entirely God's own power. So justification is an act of God's free grace, wherein he pardoneth all our sins and accepteth us as righteous in his sight. There's a double imputation there. Christ's payment for our sins is imputed to us, counted for us, so that the guilt of the sins is forgiven. Christ's obedience to God's law is counted for us, so that we are counted not only as forgiven of the sins that we have committed, but as if we had rendered the obedience that we had not given. So both are imputed to us, Christ's sacrifice and Christ's righteousness. And so you have, wherein he pardoneth all our sins, the sacrifice being counted for us to forgive us the guilt of our sins, and accepteth us as righteous in his sight, counts us as right with him, as if we had perfectly obeyed, only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us. Okay, most do not have a problem with that as far as the atoning for the sin, although the papists will add additional atonements like penance, purgatory, and other means of removing guilt. Of course, they are wrong, and our own hearts can think that our being sorry enough or meaning it enough when we commit ourselves to Christ or whatever will somehow make up for what we have done in the past. But only for the righteousness of Christ are our sins pardoned. The more difficult one is that only for the righteousness of Christ are we accepted as righteous in his sight. Which is to say, our right standing with God is never, ever, ever at all because we are doing right things. There is a judgment that is according to works. Why? Because our right standing with God that comes only but what Christ has done is part of an overall saving work in which God also makes us to do right things. And so his judgment corresponds to our works, although it is never upon the merit of anything that we do. And it's a very difficult, complex thing. But it's very important that you maintain that we are accepted as righteous in his sight only for the righteousness of Christ imputed, counted, not infused, not worked out in us, but imputed to us, counted for us. You must also maintain the doctrine of rewards for good works. Your good works do not gain you any righteous standing with God, and they are only good insofar as they are done through faith in Christ and by the life of Christ in you. And so the reward that is given to good works is gift, is grace. It is not a payment for the worthiness of what you have done. But it is also separate from, the reward that you receive is separate from your right standing with God. All are equally right with God in Christ, because Christ is the righteousness. But not all are equally rewarded. The scripture teaches us in many places a grading, as it were, of reward. We will all be fully blessed insofar as we are able, but there are those who will have greater blessings and greater capacities. We're still finite, and so there are greater and lesser rewards that correspond to works that are done in this life. Still, these greater and lesser rewards are not our standing with God. They are separate from, complementary to. Your standing with God is Jesus. And the least rewarded saint is as right with God as the most rewarded saint, because Christ is our righteousness and our standing with God. So justification is an act of God's free grace, wherein he pardoneth all our sins. I probably should have hit the word all there, past, present, and future. You don't get forgiven up until, when you believe in Jesus, you don't get forgiven of the sins up until that point, and then have to continue to be further forgiven. When you ask him for forgiveness, when you come and you confess sin, you are embracing a forgiveness and a standing that have already been given to you in Christ, and asking God to, as far as in his working in your life, respond to that eternal reality by giving you a fresh, clean slate, which is primarily, at that point, a clear conscience. Just because you have been forgiven eternally does not mean that your conscience is clear. And if you sin, you do have to confess your sin to God and ask for forgiveness and make resolve before him in dependence upon his grace for renewed obedience. If you don't do all those things, then you will have a guilty conscience, and it will be correct for you to have a guilty conscience. We cannot pretend away our sin, and God will not pretend away our sin. If we persist in sin and we are true children, he will discipline. If we persist in sin and he doesn't discipline, then we are not true children. And yet, in the moment that you come to faith in Jesus Christ, or to put it more accurately, in the moment that the Spirit gives you faith in Jesus Christ, you are forgiven of all of your sins, past, present, and future. And you are as forgiven and as right with him in that moment as you will be in glory itself. So justification is an act of God's free grace, wherein he pardoneth all our sins and accepteth us as righteous in his sight, only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone. Faith being the abandoning of any hope in ourselves or what we have done, and the resting of hope only on Christ and what he has done. So that if you treat faith as a work, as if God says, I'll receive faith as worthy, instead of all of the works as worthy, all you have done is created a super work. And so there are those who treat faith that way, and even worse, especially in the last 200 years, will treat faith itself as some kind of decision. Accepting Jesus or deciding for Jesus. And they will take the super work and they will make it even an act of our will or a choice that that makes the difference between the saved and the unsaved, the fact that they made this decision or made this choice. And so we become our own saviors under those ideas. So faith is not something that God accepts instead of other works or other atonements. Faith is an instrument through which God accepts Christ instead of ourselves and Christ's works in the place of our works. It is the alone instrument because its nature is to reject dependence upon self and dependence upon anything that we do, to rest only on who Jesus is and what Jesus has done. So that's why faith is the alone instrument. So your catechism question as a whole: justification is an act of God's free grace, wherein he pardoneth all our sins and accepteth us as righteous in his sight, only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone.